Francesca Ward is the new mayor, actually, of the town of Slave Lake, and she joins us on the line this morning. Francesca, your worship, thank you very much for joining us. Slave Lake has turned into a little bit of an evac center because of all the wildfires that are going on in the area. I ask quite simply as an icebreaker, how are things going right now?
I think things are actually going very well. We have a great team between our volunteers and our town staff, and thankfully have been able to rise to the occasion to prepare for our neighboring communities.
Have you visited the evacuees, and if so, how are they doing?
I have. I was fortunately present to be there when we had our first evacuees from Whitefish take a meg check-in, and I think an evacuee that's coming here is as good as they can be. They're potentially facing losing, you know, structure loss for their homes. They're looking for their family. They're looking for their friends. So I think the better question is what can we do to help make the time better?
What can we do to make the time better?
Well, I think that's being prepared. Being prepared to provide shelter should it be needed, which we've been able to do, and welcoming individuals into our community and being able to support them. Actually, a ton of evacuees had been volunteering at the Slave Lake Native Friendship Center in order to pass the time. And I think just basically building a sense of community.
I read up a little bit on your bio, your worship. You were in Slave Lake in 2011 when Slave Lake was on fire. Now it's the other way around, if I may put it that way, in the sense that instead of Slave Lake being evacuated, Slave Lake is welcoming evacuees. How does it feel to be needed?
I think it's always nice to be to be able to provide for other communities, because other communities stepped up to help us. When the fire happened, it was obviously horrific and is basically burned on the memories of all of our citizens at that time. So this is returning all those favors that were granted to us. And that's the wonderful thing that I love about small town Alberta, is that when someone is in need, other communities come rushing forward in order to help. And that's been my experience as long as I've lived here.
I know we're into the situation right now, and it kind of seems like there's kind of not an end in sight right now as far as the fires, the situation, the weather is concerned. But from a town council perspective and from your perspective, your worship, where does Slave Lake go from here?
Currently what we're doing is we're bolstering our emergency response procedures, as well as making sure that we have beds available for the short term should another community need to evacuate. We're also making sure that our staff gets the appropriate rest, especially our firefighters, so that should our community also end up in danger, we are able to proceed in the best fashion. So basically, the next few weeks are going to be about preparedness, and if another community is in need of our evacuation center, then we are able to provide that to them.
Fingers crossed, Mother Nature will get an email saying, hey, we need relief down here, correct?
100%. I agree with that. It's a unique situation. I was listening to the forestry call, and this was actually last week, and they indicated that the number of hectares burned this year, the average is double the average of a regular fire season, the entirety of it. So
wow.
It's not just northern Alberta. It's the entire province that essentially has been thrown into chaos. And If we can help a community while we're not in chaos, I think that's our goal.
Francesca Ward is the mayor of the town of Slave Lake. Your worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Happy to be here.